non in Italia, non in Sudito. Dear friends, I'm sorry to be out of the control. So today we are going to learn, or we are going to discuss some special lesson. There are two discourses. Then in white paper, one thing, in Pali, Ekadam Sutta, discourse of one thing, discourse about one thing. So this discourse translated by Bhikkhu Bodhibandhe, and green one, it's about Ananda Sutta. Ananda is a monk, he's an enlightened monk. So it's like a conversation between the Ananda Bhante and Buddha. So it's very useful to you if you practice, or when you develop this love, this reinvention, this Ananda Sutta, it's very, very important. Right. So I will teach about discourse one thing, then with discourse Ekadanta Sutta, one sutta. Then there is a link about this discourse. You can search this discourse, then you can read it again and again. Dear friends, when we practice this breathing meditation, it has 16 stages, but I have divided one stage into two parts. Therefore, in here there are 17 stages. Dear friends, when Buddha was staying Savatthi, it's a name of city. When he is during Savatthi, Ananda Bhante, he went up to the Buddha. Then Ananda Bhante, he have asked a question. What is the question? Bhante, O Buddha, is there one thing that when developed and cultivated, fulfill four things? And those four things, when developed and cultivated, fulfill seven things. And those seven things, when developed and cultivated, fulfill two things. Okay? Then, so according to this statement, how Bhante asks, when one practices one thing, he will achieve four things. When one fulfills that four, he will achieve seven things. When he fulfills seven things, he will achieve next two. Then Anubhante asks Bhante, what is that one thing? Thereafter, Buddha teaches Ananda, immersion due to mindfulness of breathing is one thing that when developed and cultivated fulfills the four kinds of mindfulness meditation. And the four kinds of mindfulness meditation, when developed and cultivated, fulfill the seven awakening factors. And the seven awakening factors, when developed and cultivated, fulfill knowledge and freedom. Vidya Vimukti, knowledge. Vidya Vimukti, like freedom, it's like liberation. Okay, he will liberate from everything, or he, simply you can say, he will be an enlightened monk. Okay. Then Buddha teaches, and how is mindfulness of breathing developed and cultivated? So as to fulfill the four kinds of mindfulness meditation. Now Buddha is going to say about breathing meditation. Okay. Now we can follow up with it according to this discourse. One thing. Buddha teaches, bhikkhu, it's the Pali word for monks. Okay. Here monks, a monk having gone to the forest, to the foot of a tree, or to an empty hut, sits down. Okay, it means he used some simple place, like without noise, like that. Okay, calm place. He used a calm place. You can arrange calm place in your house, or sometimes it may be a park or like that. Okay. Sits down, having folded his legs crosswise, strained his body. Okay, it means this meditator, he used strained posture. He uses strained posture to practice this mindfulness meditation, this breathing meditation. Then actually we can use chair or cushion or some stool or anything, but we should determine, or we should understand, we have to use strength posture, because we are going to understand our natural breathing process. Okay? We have to understand it completely. Then, and set up mindfulness in front of him. Okay, he understand, now he's going to understand his natural breathing process through his nose, through his nostrils. So this is the first one, how just mindful he breathes in, mindful he breathes out, breathes in and breathes out. Okay. I have attached Pali statement. So sato asasati, sato pasasati. Sato means, it means mindful. Asasati breathes in and breathes out. Pasasati breathes out. Then, when he mindful, so when he understands his natural breathing process like this, now he understands he focus his breathing process. Continuously he practice this stage, how he will attain next stage after few minutes or after long time or after few days, he will understand or he will experience next stage, how breathing in long, he knows I breathe in long. Breathing out long, he knows I breathe out long. Long, breathe in long, it means Pali word is digamma asasanto. Digamma asasanto. He knows Pajana. Pajana is the Pali word I have underlined. You can understand Pajana. He knows what he knows. He knows I breathe in long. He understands. He identified his long breath. Or so he will feel it's like heavy. Okay. Then Sujato Bhante, when he translates this discourse, he have used that word heavy. he feels in heaven like that. Then long, breathe out long, he understands this one. So when he focus this stage, when he focus this stage, this feeling again and again. So actually we will have to do this over and over again. Then when one practice this stage, what happens? He will experience next time. Okay? But the next one, breathing in short, he knows I breathe in short. Breathing out short, he knows I breathe out short. Rasam va asasanto, rasam asasamiti pajanati. Rasam means short. Okay? He knows breathing in short, I breathe in short. He knows about it. He knows. He can experience it. Okay? He can experience when he is practicing this meditation. He can experience it. So this is the third one. When he understand his long breath, at the moment he can understand, oh, there is a short one. Like that. Okay? It's very simple. Then, in next, how he trained thus, experiencing the whole body, I will breathe in. He trains thus, experiencing the whole body, I will breathe out. Pali word is sabbakaya patsangyam. Kaya is the word for body. Kaya is a Pali word. So, then sabbakaya, whole body. Whole body means, dear friends, it means this breathing process. Okay? This breath. Buddha, he have used a word to this. He have used a word body for this breath. When you follow this lesson, what is the lesson? Ananda Sutta. You will follow. Okay? You will find. So when he preaching this discourse, Buddha preach monks, how Buddha preach monks the breath is a certain aspect of the body, I say. Okay? In second paragraph you will find. Therefore at such a time a monk is meditating by observing an aspect of the body. Okay? So, Buddha teach, when one develop this part, this stage, he develop his mindfulness according to his body. Okay? According to his body. Therefore, Buddha teach, when Buddha, he have defined this breath like a body. Okay? So then I wanted to say, according to this stage, he feel his brain completely. Completely. How this breath or this inhale or exhale, it has three parts. What three? It has a beginning point or starting point, and it has some length, okay, and it has an ending point. Did you understand it? Okay, when we take some breath, it has a starting point. Then there is a duration, it keep processing, and finally it is stopped. Okay, it ends. It ends. So in this stage, this meditator, he understand this breath completely. Okay, inhale, and exhale. Within and breathe out. It means we are beginning this meditation, meditator, he will feel or he will catch us or he will take only one sign in breath. Okay? So he will feel or he will focus some simple sign or sign or like that. Okay? He simply understand, he focus, breathe in and breathe out. But when he develop his mindfulness, when he attain fourth stage, he understand his breath completely. Okay? This process. So then what happened? When he practice this stage continuously, again and again, just for further, he practiced this pad again and again. Then he will achieve next stage. He trained thus how Pasambhaya Kaya Sankara. He trains thus tranquilizing the body formation, bodily formation. I will breathe in. He trains thus tranquilizing the bodily formation. I will breathe out. How about it? According to this stage, okay, in this stage, now his mind had tranquilized. Okay? Therefore, he tranquilizing, like calming the bodily formation. It means it has two things, like breathe in and breathe out. This person or this meditator, he can experience his breath, it becomes subtle or light. Okay? It became light or subtlety. He will experience his breathing process smoothly. Okay? As a subtle. Then, he doesn't feel this breath as a heavy one. Okay? So, you know, and simply we can say when one practice loving kindness meditation, as a beginner he will feel his breath as a gross one. He will feel his that loving, he thinks he will spread loving kindness meditation as a gross one, like he thinks it again and again. Okay? When he develop it, when he develop his mindfulness, what happened? That thoughts or mental process, it become a subtle one. Okay? So he doesn't want to do some special effort. Okay? So it becomes subtle. In the same way, in this stage, what happened? Tranquilizing or calming the bodily formation. In the same way, what happened? His breath, it becomes a subtle one. In this stage, some meditators, sometimes he can't understand his breath. Okay? Because it has subtle. So it has a nature. It becomes subtle. Sometimes he can understand his breath. He will feel, oh no, I haven't breathed like that. Actually, at the moment, he should understand he have missed the meditation object, or he have missed the thoughts, or he have missed the meditation object. He can do some special thing as a strategy, how he can determine again, breathe in and breathe out. Actually, that breathing process it keeps processing, but he can understand, because it has subtle, it becomes subtle. Then, therefore, dear friends, in Buddhism, when one practices a breathing meditation, as a beginner, I think you have heard or you know some teachers, they taught some special things, some special strategy for beginner. So how, when one practices this breathing meditation, when they begin this meditation, they can keep their finger in front of nose like this. Okay? Then he breathes in and breathes out. What happened? He can experience breathe in and breathe out. But it is not a meditation. It's like a study. After that, he can understand his breathing process. Then some teachers, they say, oh, you can count your breath. 1, 2, 3, 4, like that. Have you heard? Okay? But it is not a meditation. It's a strategy to understand his breath. Okay? Then after a few times, he can understand his natural breathing process. Then my teacher, he says, you can think about your breath. Especially you can think, breathe in and breathe out. When you take a breath, when you take an inhale, you can say, breathe in, breathe in, breathe out, like that. Okay? So, but it's not a meditation. It's like a strategy to understand his process, to focus his breath. Then in fifth stage, some meditators, they can understand, he can understand his breath, but he should understand it doesn't stop. It didn't stop. I should focus my breath again. You can understand. When you read this statement, he trained thus, tranquilizing the body formation, I will breathe in. Okay? He has this breathing process. He trains thus, tranquilizing the calming, the body, or tranquilizing the bodily formation, I will breathe out. Then in this stage, this meditator, he has a his posture, it doesn't change, or it never shake. Okay, his posture never move. It doesn't change. It's like a stone. Then again, sometimes he will feel his belly, or he will feel his heart. Okay, he will feel some body parts in body. Okay, but he should understand, then he doesn't want to focus his body parts. Why? He is going to practice a special meditation. He is going to do a meditation. What is the meditation? Breathing meditation. He should focus his breath. So, because I have met some meditators, so when they practice this meditation, when they attain this fifth stage, they have some concentration, they have some mindfulness. So according to this development, they can feel their belly, or their stomach, or belly, or their heart at the moment, they focus their pain, but it's not a correct way. Okay, according to Buddha's teaching. According to Buddha's teaching, because he has to complete another few stages. Then in next, how he trains thus, Buddha preached, he trains thus experiencing rapture. Pali word is piti. Piti but samviti. Experiencing rapture, I will bring in, he trains experiencing rapture, I will bring down. So this is the sixth stage. According to this stage, dear friends, he can experience rapture. Pali word is priti. Then in English, I have attached another word, pleasure and joy. Then I have read some, when I read some translation, some monks, they have used this word joy. But our Bodhibhante, Bhikkhu Bodhibhante, he have used rapture. I think rapture is the suitable one. Then according to this stage, what happened, he will feel rapture. Okay? Then you should understand, in this stage, he doesn't want to think, or he doesn't think this rapture, it is impermanent. Okay? Like that. He experienced this rapture. Okay? He used this rapture. For one, to experience next stage, to attain next stage. Okay? Then if you want to attain, if you want to take, or if you want to achieve next stage, we have to feel past one or last one. Okay? Then, when he practiced this meditation again and again, having feeling rapture, actually he feels this rapture through his mind. Okay? Rapture, it's depend on his mind. Okay? Then, mentally he feels this rapture. Then as a result of it, what happened, little by little, he will feel happiness through his body. Okay? Rapture depend on mind, happiness depend on body. Okay? Then, according to next stage, how he trains thus, experiencing happiness, I will put in. Experiencing happiness, I will breathe out. Sukha patisangiti. Sukha means happiness. Or he will feel happiness through his body. Now he has two things, special things. One, rapture and happiness. Okay? Then, dear friends, you know, according to this stage, he has feeling. He has some feeling. Because he feels rapture and happiness. And he has some, he perceives rapture and happiness. So according to this stage, he developed another mindfulness. So this mindfulness depends on feeling and perception. Okay? This mindfulness according to this stages. Then when he develops this part, when he fulfills this part, he will attain next stage. He will feel some feeling according to next stage. Then again, dear friends, I would like to say, everybody, every meditator, they can develop this meditation, this breathing meditation, until they attain seven stage. Everybody can go. Everybody can experience rapture and happiness. Okay? Then if he has good mindfulness, he can develop next part. How? He then thus experiencing the mental formation, I will breathe in and breathe out. According to this stage, he experienced mental formation. So what is the mental formation? It has two things. Vedana and Sanya, perception and feel. Yeah. So according to this stage, he understands his feeling and his perception. Okay? He doesn't have any feeling about sounds or taste or smells or any other things. Okay? He have only one feeling. What is the feeling? He has a feeling about his rapture. He feels his rapture, he feels his happiness. According to this stage, he understands this feeling completely. Now this is the feeling like that. Then perception, he doesn't perceive sounds or light, or he doesn't perceive smells or anything. He perceives this rapture and happiness. Okay? That perception and feeling depend on rapture and happiness. Okay? Then he has this breathing process. It keeps possessing. He knows it. Okay? So that is the eighth one. Then in next, he trained thus, tranquilizing the mental formation, I will breathe in, tranquilizing the mental formation, I will breathe out. Pasambaya Chitta Sankara. So according to this stage, he tranquilizes his perception and feeling like the stage fifth. According to fifth stage, you know, he tranquilizes the body formation, he tranquilizes his breathing process. It becomes subtle. In the same way, according to this stage, his perception and feeling, it's become subtle. It's be a very light one. Okay? Then he doesn't use any effort to perceive it or feel, recognize this feel or recognize this person. He doesn't want to effort because it has subtle, it becomes subtle. Then as example, in last week, when I described this discourse, I used the example. Now I have problem, but then in simply we can say, you know, children, we can say to some little boy or baby, can you write ant, the word ant? So what are these feelings? A, don't you know? A-N-T. Then the little boy, he thinks about it. And, oh, what are these feelings? A-N-T. He writes. A-N-T. So he has to use some effort. Okay? He should use some effort to recognize that spelling or that letters and write. Then if we say about it, when we talk with a teacher, can you write and? Can you write the words and? So he doesn't use effort. Without any effort, quickly he writes and. He doesn't want to think spelling. In the same way, okay, according to this stage, he has a perfect knowledge about perception and feeling. He doesn't want to think this feeling and perception, oh, this is the feeling, this is the perception, like that. He has a perfect knowledge. Okay? He has a perfect knowledge about feeling and perception. In next, he can thus experiencing the mind, I will breathe in, experiencing the mind, I will breathe out. Chitta parsanvedi asasi samiti sikkati, chitta parsanvedi asasi samiti sikkati. According to this stage, dear friends, now you can understand, he has followed or he have completed, he has completed ninth stage. Okay? Therefore, he has good mindfulness, good concentration. But he doesn't have concentration level, first jhana or second jhana yet. Okay? Then in this stage, he trained us experiencing the mind, I will breathe in and breathe out, chitta parsamvedi. According to this one, he can experience his mind completely. He can understand, he has a good knowledge about perception, feeling and his mind. Okay? He has a complete knowledge or good knowledge. Then that is why Buddha said, experiencing the mind, this meditator, he practiced, I will breathe in and breathe out. Then he understands this feeling, how it creates, this perception, how it creates. He can understand his mind, his consciousness like that. His thoughts, minds, and consciousness. Then in next stage, according to this 8th, 9th, and 10th, he developed his mindfulness again and again. As a result of it, possessing this happiness, and rapture, having this happiness and rapture, he entered to next stage, how he trained this gladly. Gladly, is it correct pronouncing? Gladly. The mind, I will breathe in and breathe out. Then I have used another word, delighting. Then Bhikkhu Bodhivan, they have used that word. Delighting, is it the same word? Delighting the mind, I will breathe in and breathe out. Abhipamodaya chitta. Now you know he has rapture, he has happiness, and he developed or he experienced some special happiness and rapture, some special delight in this stage. Okay? Then, next stage, he trained thus, concentrating the mind, I will breathe in and breathe out. Samadhan chitta. According to this stage, what happened? According to this stage, he experienced some special concentration. Sometimes he will achieve concentration level. He will attain concentration level, first jhana, like that. Okay? Because he have developed his mindfulness and concentration. Then next, he trained thus liberating the mind, I will breathe in and breathe out. Vimochan chitta. According to this stage, how, dear friends, he, according to liberating the mind means, according to this stage, he give ups, hindrance. Okay, is there some hindrance in his meditation, in his own meditation, he can give up it, he can stop it. Okay, it means he can experience his concentration level. He will experience his concentration level, and he can develop it. So these three stages, learn, 12 and 13, these stages keep connecting. Okay, so when one develop these stages again and again, okay, again and again, he will attain first jhana. Possessing or having first jhana, when he practice these stages again and again, he will attain second jhana. So, possessing second jhana or having second jhana, when he practice these stages again and again, he will attain third jhana. Okay? So, this is the place this meditator, how he has, this is the place that person attain the jhana. Okay? The jhana. So, according to these stages, he will attain jhana, or he can develop his concentration level again and again. Okay? Then, next one. So therefore, Buddha teaches these three. According to these three, he develops his mindfulness according to his mind. Okay? Understanding his mind. It's depend on his mind, that mindfulness. Then next stage, when he fulfill or when he feel this 13th stage, he will attain next one, 14th one. He trained thus, contemplating impermanence. I will breathe in and breathe out. Impermanent means, dear friends, he can experience this body because he has good concentration level, okay? It may be first jhana, second jhana, or third jhana. Then some meditators, they can understand this 14th stage. At the moment, he should understand, oh, now my concentration level, it's not enough to realize this part. Therefore, I should develop this concentration level again and again. Okay? Then, having concentration level, he can understand this breathing process. It depend on this body. It depend on our breathing process, our life. Okay. Then this breathing out. So this body is made by four great elements. Four great elements: water elements, and heat elements, earth elements, and air elements. Okay. You know about it. This body made by four great elements. So, you earth element like our bone, teeth, hair, water elements, urine, blood, then air element, our breath, and heat element, we have warmth or heat in our body. Then he understands in the same way this breath, it has these four great elements. Okay? It has these four great elements. He understands these things as impermanent. It is not permanent. Impermanent. Then he understands feeling, perception. It is not permanent. It is impermanent. He has a good knowledge. Then he understands his thoughts. It is not permanent. He has thoughts. Okay? Because he understands his breathing process. He focuses his breathing process. Then he thinks it is not permanent. It is impermanent. Then he realized this consciousness, this mindfulness, it is this mind, it is not permanent, it is impermanent. So having understanding this statement, he practiced this meditation contemplating impermanence. I will breathe in and breathe out. Okay? When he understand this thing as an impermanent or as an impermanent things, what happened, he will achieve next stage. He trained thus contemplating or thinking of fading away. I will breathe in and breathe out. Okay? What happened? According to this stage, this meditator, you know, now he have completed few stages, 16 stages. According to this stage, he experienced, is there some attachment? Is there some craving? Is there some desire to want, for one, for forms, for body, or for feeling, for perception, for thoughts? Is there some craving? Is there some attachment? Is there some body? He can understand that bond, that bonds or that attachments, it little by little reduce. Okay? He can experience. He can understand. So, understanding this field, how he breathe in and breathe out. Thinking of fading, that attachments, that bonds, it will break, so it will fade. Okay? Then, in next, according to 16th, when he developed this stage, he will attain next. He attained thus contemplating cessation. I will breathe in and breathe out. Contemplating cessation. Thinking of end or ceasing like that. Okay? Nirodham Pasi. According to this stage, what happened? He can experience something like, oh, I have stopped, or I have broken, or I have break some attachment. Okay, is there some attachment with body? Is there some attachment with mind? He can break. He can experience it in this stage, Nirodham Pasi. He can understand because now he have broken some attachment. So what about his body and about his feeling, about him, his perception? He has good knowledge about it. Then in final stage, he trained thus contemplating relinquishment or thinking of abandonment. I will breathe in and breathe out. So according to this stage, dear friends, he experienced some liberation. Okay? Liberation, how I have destroyed some attachment. He has destroyed some attachment, and he experienced that feeling. Okay? He experienced that freedom or that liberation. Okay? So that is the final point. So when he fulfilled this meditation, finally he will be a enlightened monk. He will free from everything. He will liberate from everything. Everything means forms, feeling, perception, and thoughts and mind or consciousness. It means he have liberated from everything. Everything. Okay? So everything means sounds, smells, and tangibles, taste, everything. Thoughts, everything. He have liberated from everything. So this is the perfect order taught by Buddha about breathing meditation. Then you can understand when you read this lesson, Ananda Sutta, you can understand it than this, okay? You can understand it again. So it's very deep, but simply according to our time, I have arranged this lesson like this. Then you can understand this meditation step by step. You can follow and you can practice and you can develop this meditation little by little and step by step. Okay? Now it's time to your tea break. We have to stop our program now. Then after 10 minutes, we can start again our program. Namo Buddhaya.